The International Monetary Fund is projecting a 10% reduction in fiscal deficit for Ghana this year, with overall growth rate of 8%. This was made known at a media briefing in Accra after a 7-member mission from the fund led by Christina Daskin concluded Article 4 consultations in Ghana. Ms. Daskin, in her remarks, said Ghana's growth momentum has continued this year despite rising inflation pressures. She noted that the fund supports government's ambitious transformation agenda and said it can be achieved through lower budget deficits. Mercy Daku reports.
The International Monetary Fund consults with each member government through these contacts known as Article 4 consultations. This affords the fund the opportunity to attempt to assess each country's economic health and make recommendations to forestall future financial problems. The mission led by Ms. Christina Daskin arrived in the country on the 2nd of April. During their stay, they met with the President, Vice President and the Minister of Finance and other key stakeholders, assessing the health of the economy. Ms. Daskin said, despite Ghana's strong economic potential, it is important that government addresses the challenges in energy and the huge budget deficits. She said the fund strongly supports government's transformation agenda. However, this requires lower budget deficits to contain external pressures and keep debts sustainable.
We believe that successful transformation of the economy will require also a realignment in government spending away from wages and subsidies towards production. Productive infrastructure investment. Now, what we see is that a ballooning wage bill, if that is left untamed, will bring debt to levels that could endanger the government's transformation agenda. The wage bill increased in 2012 by 47%, and while the government is now looking at the factors explaining the increase, these factors have not yet been quantified. In addition, there was also an increase in the deferred wage payments from the single spine salary reforms, which were actually twice the level included in the revised budget. So our main recommendation is that we're urging the government to gain control back over the wage bill. And we recommended a thorough audit of the 2012 payroll and welcome the fact that the government has indeed already started.
The Minister of Finance, Setekwe, said government is committed to addressing the current challenges facing the economy.
Mercy Darko reporting.